Many Vancouverites who don't live in the downtown in the neighborhood of Co-op Radio, Vancouver's old center, now known as the Downtown East Side, are afraid to come here. They feel unsafe everywhere and at any time in this neighborhood. Others of us may feel safe coming here for specific purposes and then going home, but what does safety mean for women who live and work here in the Downtown East Side? Karen Lebeau is a nurse, an art student, and a community health worker who has curated a unique photography exhibit, which gives these vulnerable and often invisible women a chance to share their experience. The exhibit is called Safe, Not Safe. And Karen has joined us here in the studio, and she's here to tell us about the show. Good morning, Karen.
Thank you.
Can you give our listeners an overview of what they'll see at the Galerie Gachet if they come in to see Safe, Not Safe?
Okay, first off, I just wanted to mention I don't work in community health, so because you had said community health worker, and I work at a hospital, so it's more inner healthcare,
okay.
Aspect. But so Safe, Not Safe was a photography project involving, 30 women consented to participate, and they were given cameras and asked to photograph spaces and environments in their lives that make them feel safe and not safe. And essentially that the exhibition is their photographs and also text from interviews and audio.
You are a nurse professionally, as you said, and you're also studying art at Emily Carr. What were you hoping to accomplish with this project?
Well, my initial idea stemmed from a women's health studies course I was taking at UBC, one of the questions was, if you could change a health issue that affects women, what would that be? And, the whole issue with the Downtown East Side and the sex trade and the lack of safety has been an issue I've always thought of. Never had any clear-cut solutions on my own, but it was something I felt I wanted to research a little more. So the more I looked into it, I realized that I would like to be a bit of an advocate for that issue, and then I started thinking of how could I do that, and I have organized art shows in the past involving the medical community, and I am quite project driven. I like to organize projects, so I thought of if there was a way I could intermesh art and health, that would be my way of giving back to a community or helping a community of women. So what I hoped to accomplish was basically public awareness, coming from a health and safety perspective.
So how did you recruit the women who participated in the project?
It was quite a bit of work to actually do that, just to find an organization that was willing to support me, because I think it would be very hard to recruit people when nobody knows who you are. I wasn't involved in the Downtown East Side at the time when I conceptualized this project, and so I had to start researching organizations, and I came across WISH, and really liked their organization, their mission statement, and so I started volunteering for them and then approached Kate Gibson, who is the head of that organization, and asked her if I could work out of WISH just to find women, WISH provides a safe haven for women down there, and that's Women's Information Safe House. And so I knew I would be able to find people by working out of there. So I basically used posters once they gave me the go-ahead, but it had to go in front of their board of directors, and it was a big issue to just sort of find an in, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And then so you were able to recruit participants, and then women were each given a camera, and what happened then?
They were given a few weeks, 1 to 2 weeks, to go out and just document safe and not safe spaces, and then bring the camera back. And they were given $10 to return the cameras. You do need a little bit of an incentive, but for the most part, people were very keen on participating in the project, and to the point where initially I started with 25 cameras, upped it to 30 because I knew some of them wouldn't come back. It's just in any type of research or any project you do, you have to account for that. So went up to 30, and even when all of the 30 cameras were dispensed, people were still coming up wanting to participate. So,
and can you give us an example? Can you describe in detail an example of what the women have produced with the cameras?
Well, when I first looked at the photos after I had them developed, I was amazed at the beauty of some of the photography and the artistic eye, behind it. I mean, you know, they're cheap disposable cameras, $6. So they're, sometimes the quality of the photos aren't that great. But the quality was really good. For the most part, people did take photos of environments and issues they had in the downtown east side. So one issue that came up a fair bit was just the lack of access to public washrooms, and that being identified as not so much a safety issue but a health issue. And the fact that there's dim lighting, you know, everywhere. It's and just some of the spaces that people are forced to go in just to avoid repercussion from the police. And the police were brought up as being safe and not safe, and not, only lack of safety in that some of the women felt harassed by the police. And
can you give us a particular example of how these themes were presented?
In the photography?
Yeah.
I think you kind of have to see the show. It's hard to describe a photograph that's taken from somebody else's perspective. So I think, yeah, I would only say you'd have to see the show. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, a lot of the photographs are very artistic, and they're beautiful, really.
Poor and vulnerable people in the places they live have often been a subject of concerned photographers who've used their art to try to raise awareness. Do you see this project as an alternative to that approach?
Sorry, could you just repeat that question?
Do you see this project as an alternative to the ways some photographers have come into neighborhoods that are vulnerable and tried to raise awareness around those neighborhoods?
I do see it as different, only because I think if I was to go down into the downtown east side and take photographs of what I felt was unsafe, it wouldn't be real, because that's my perception of safety. I don't live there. I don't have an understanding of that community. So I think that if anything is for public awareness, it has to come from within the community. I mean, that's the importance. And if you're looking at changes, you need to know from within what those changes are.
And along with the photographs, text is included. Why did you decide to add words to the pictures?
I think that, I mean, I'm a huge fan of photography, but I think that if you were to just have straight photographs up, they can lose meaning because the context is gone, the original context. But if you talk to people about what is their intent with the photograph, what does it mean to them, because we're looking at this project coming from within the community, you need to have a voice and words behind the photograph. Because I think, you know, I could give a good example of that. One, there was a beautiful photograph of a bedroom with an open window and minimal light coming in. It's one of my favorite photographs. And I would look at that and identify that as safe. But the participant who took the photo identified that as unsafe because of her fear always of having her apartment broken into.
What has been the response so far to the show, both for the artists and the public?
You know, coming from my perspective, you mean, or the women who have participated?
How has the public responded to the show, and also how do the women themselves feel about it?
I think, you know, for the most part, I've gotten a sense that the women really enjoyed it and really tapped into their creative side, and I think that was a really nice process for them. And I also found that there was a big sense of pride in that, you know, their photos are up in a gallery. A lot of the women said they felt like somebody might listen to them and that they were given a voice in participating in this project. I think as far as the public goes, I've read some of the statements at the gallery, and they're both good and bad, you know, and you have to expect that. Not everybody's going to love what you do or appreciate the project for what it is. But I think for the most part, it's been very positive, and it's really worked as I thought it would. It's been public awareness. I think it's raised awareness about issues that a lot of people don't think about, because the issues don't necessarily affect us in the same way.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Karen, and we wish you the best with the exhibit.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Karen Lebeau about Safe, Not Safe, an exhibition of photographs at Gallery Gachet, which is at 88 East Cordova, and the show is up until October 2nd.